Today, Tav's Masechet Bava Metzia, Tav Mem Aleph, the new Mishnah at the end of yesterday's Daf discusses the concept of Shlichut Yad, when somebody deposits their item with somebody else, and then something happens to the item while in the Shomer's possession that they had a direct involvement with. So the Gemara in Amud Aleph attempts to unpack and understand the nature of the actions of the Shomer. Was he handling the item for himself, something just to use and then to get back, or was he intending to steal it? This is a debate and a discussion throughout the Daf. So let's go back to how the Torah presents this in Shmos, in Parshas Mishpatim, Perachav Beis, Pasuk Zayin, Ki Yiten Ish El Re'ehu. A person gives to his fellow Kesef, or Kelim, money, or vessel, Lishmar, that the person should watch over them. Then the item gets stolen. If the thief is found, the Torah says he has to pay double. This is a topic we've discussed back in Maseches Bava Kama. But then the Torah says in the next pasuk, Im lo yimatzeh ganav, if the thief is not found, v'nikrav bal habayit el Elohim, the owner goes to the judge, goes to the court. Im lo shilach yado, v'mlach re'eh. So we're talking here about the person that's going to say, I didn't put my hand on this item of my fellow. And here the Torah is requiring what we call an oath known as the Shvuat HaShomrim, the oath of the guards, the oath of a person who's watching over somebody else's items and belonging possessions. So the question really is, what is a Gemara on Amud Aleph is grappling with? What's the differentiation, the difference between taking something to steal it and Shlichu Yad? At the end of the day, a person is watching over somebody's items. He has no right to use the item without permission. Now he's been negligent on his duty of watching this person's vessels, items, possessions. So we look at it and we say, hold on a second, what's actually the difference? What are they arguing about? He's going to be like any shoal shalomidat, which is like stealing. He's taken something without permission. He's using it for himself. So how do we understand? So Shita Mikubetzas in the Mishnah brings the Ritva, presents three fundamental levels of what we mean when we say Natla Letzarcho, language of the Gemara, took it for his own purposes. The first is Ligozlo, he took it to steal it. The second is Lishloch Bayad, to use it and to give it back. And the third is Shal Shalomidas, to borrow something without having permission, asking permission. So the common denominator is that they all Chayav, they're all going to be obligated in cases of Ones, something that happens to the item beyond the person's control, but only after they've acquired the item onto their property with pulling into the property, called a kinyan mishicha. Gzela, theft, is when somebody takes something that's not theirs with mishicha, with no intention to pay for it. Shlichut Yad, the second category, is taking something even with thinking that they're going to pay for it. And then the third category, Shela Shlomidas, is not looking to cause a chisaron, not looking to cause a depreciation in the item. They want to use it and return it. But while using it, some damage could result. So Rashi here is commenting on what Rav Natan says, that the Mishnah's case is when he took it to use it, Shlichut Yad. Says, Afilu lo natan legozla kula, he took it not to steal it, all of it, el amanat lishloch bayad vilitol mitzata. He took it there just to take a little bit of it. So the principle is, he didn't take it to steal all of it, but to use it a bit. And then there's this Tosfot, who's commenting on the view of Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba, that the Mishnah is discussing a guard, Shomer, who took the barrel to steal it. So Hainu Chisaron, Chakol Gozel, the Natala Tzara Chatzmo, comes to Truma Sakri and explains the Tosfot. He says, where's the Shlichut Yad? If he stole it, I don't understand. If he stole it, how is it considered that he took it for himself to use and to give back? So he says the following Chiddush. When we talk about Shomer, we're talking about guards. You can't change a person who's guarding something, who's watching something, with Gzela. He can't be called a thief. Why? Because a Shomer, a person who's guarding, is a extension of the owner. For something to be considered stolen, it has to be taken out of the possession of the owner. And with a guard, that's not possible. Any kinyan mashicha, any act that he brings that item into his possession, will not change the reality that he's a guard. He's going to acquire something under the laws of stealing. It doesn't work. His hand is like the hand of the owner. So this is when the Torah gives us the next parsha of Shlichut Yad, that a shomer that takes a deposited item for himself is compared to a thief. And therefore, according to Tosfot, without Shlichut Yad, he can't be called a thief. And the chisaron is the very taking of the item. That's what he does in bringing down the value of the item. And therefore, he's treated as Shlichut Yad, yesh bo chisaron. We see it that way. So we see this new idea, which is important, that a person who's guarding somebody else's items but uses the item for himself shouldn't think that he's okay. That's actually an extended, expanded concept of being a thief.